As we explained earlier, an oinein midoraisa is only considered to be an oinein and forbidden to eat karbonos for the rest of the day once his relative has died. So even if the relative has not yet been buried, once the night arrives, he is permitted to eat karbonos once again. However, midrabbonon, that night, he is also considered to be an oinein. But as we explained, when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach, if you don't eat the Korban Pesach, then one is chayav kores. So the rabbonon did not apply their rabbinic decree in this case, and he would be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. However, he does need to go to the mikveh, because midrabbonon, anybody who was forbidden to eat karbonos until now, before becoming permitted to eat karbonos, he needs to go to the mikveh. Now, in most cases, when one is forbidden to eat karbonos, he anyway, midoraisa, needs to go to the mikveh. But in this case, midoraisa, he does not need to. However, midrabbonon, before becoming permitted to eat karbonos again, he needs to go to the mikveh. So the Mishnah tells us that oinein toivel v'ochlis pischei lo erev. An oinein, somebody whose relative died that day on Erev Pesach, he needs to go to the mikveh and he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach in the evening. The regular rabbinic prohibition does not apply. But when it comes to all other korbanos, it is forbidden during the night midrabbonon for an oinein to eat korbanos. Now the Mishnah goes on to list a couple of people who are considered to be an oinein midrabbonon even during that day, and therefore when it comes to the night, they would be able to eat korbanos, and the regular rabbinic decree which says that the oinein is considered to be an oinein even that night would not apply, because the whole fact that he is an oinein is anyway midrabbonon. So for example, Ashomea al-Meso, one who hears about the death of his relative, but not on the day that he died, so he's obligated to mourn for him, and because of that he becomes an oinein midrabbonon, but it is not the day that he died, and therefore midoraisa, he is not an oinein. Amalakit le'atomei, someone who gathers the bones of his relative a while after he died. For example, there was a custom to bury somebody in a temporary grave, and then a while later to move his bones into his permanent grave. So when he does that, midrabbonon, the day that they move the bones to the permanent grave, so that day he is considered to be an oinein midrabbonon. But when it comes to that night, toivel v'ochlis b'kodshim, he'd be able to go to the mikveh and he'd be able to eat korbanos, because since the whole aninus is oinein midrabbonon, it only lasts until the night. Now ends off the Mishnah, gerushin iskai b'erev Pesach. Somebody who converts to become Jewish on Erev Pesach, and the process of converting includes going to the mikveh, having a bris milah, and accepting upon oneself to keep all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So he already went to the mikveh on the 14th of Nisan, but Beis Shammai say that once he has completed the entire process of converting, Beis Shammai Umrim, toivel v'ochlis pischei lo erev. He needs to go to the mikveh again, and then he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach that evening on the night of Pesach, because since he was forbidden until now to eat this Korban, because he wasn't Jewish. So as we learned, midrabbonon, in order to become permitted to eat korbanos, he needs to go to the mikveh. Now interestingly, Beis Hillel argue, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, HaPurish min ha'orla, one who separates from being uncircumcised, meaning one who stops being non-Jewish, and he becomes Jewish, HaPurish min ha'kever, we view him as if he separates from a grave, meaning we view him as if he is tomei from a dead body. Now a non-Jew cannot become tomei from a dead body, because all of the laws of Tumah only apply to a Jew. So certainly this person is not Tommy from a dead body. However, they still say that we view him, midrabbonon, as somebody who is Tommy from a dead body, and therefore he is now Tommy for 7 days, midrabbonon. And the reason for this is because this convert, this ger, will assume that he is Tommy from a dead body. He doesn't necessarily know that the laws of Tumah only apply to a Jew. So he'll think that since he was in contact with a dead body whilst he was non-Jewish, so he'll assume that he is still Tommy from that dead body, and if we allow him now to bring a Korban Pesach, then he will assume that even somebody who is Tommy from a dead body is permitted to bring a Korban Pesach and eat a Korban Pesach. Which means that the next year, if he is Tommy from a dead body, he will end up still bringing the Korban Pesach based on the assumption which he gained this year, that even somebody who is Tommy from a dead body is allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. And so out of that concern, Beis Hillel say that this year as well, he is forbidden midrabbonon to eat the Korban Pesach.